To everyone who believes big flavor makes life better, we've got something special waiting for you at Culver's.
That's right. The Colby Jack Pub Burger is back with a crave-worthy combo of fresh beef, Wisconsin Colby Jack cheese, crispy onions, and zesty A1 pepper mayo, all stacked on an everything bun. So how soon can you get here? Because trust us, you don't want to miss this.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
God,
hi, everybody. Welcome to Cool Games Inc. in the City. I'm Griffin McElroy.
I'm Nick Robinson. There's immediately like an NPR coziness vibe.
It's because we got this big fucking like cronut of a microphone.
Yeah.
It's... I can't help but get in it and just be like, what's up? I like it when the foam touches the mouth because it makes you feel like Terry Gross.
Yeah. It's the if you can get your throat to immediately come out and hit microphone, you minimize the travel in the air. So the vibrations don't have to go as far.
You and me are together in New York City.
Yeah.
My voice sounds like this because I've just got too much of that fucking New York smog in my throat. Some of that fucking gruff detective shit. I've just been huffing cabs.
I've noticed that about, yeah.
Nonstop.
Man, I've been having like, to this morning, we were flagging down a cab and I...
And you looked over and I was just like... Going
mouth
down
around
on
the
that
pipe,
tailpipe,
just
yeah,
sucking away,
getting wild,
and
it's fucking New York, man. What happens here?
Only
is
in
a
New
secret.
York. Right?
What happens here is a secret.
Until you tell everyone on a podcast.
We have 15 minutes.
You got to get right into
in
it.
The studio.
This is a Cool Games Inc. Junior New York.
Junior. Yeah, it's a little baby episode. So let's get in it. I think we start with a speed round and we just start throwing some spaghetti at the wall and then like see what sticks and then we take the tastiest piece.
Spaghetti.
I want to start with the top answer because we like to do that. We have a Reddit thread, and the top answer is whatever the fuck this is. And then can I get a real close up on whatever
we'll
this is?
Put that in post
because I have stories to tell.
It's a very visual episode. If you're listening to this on the audio feed, you might want to head over.
What we're looking at here is the box art for my stamina has been restored in Fire Emblem Heroes. What we're looking at here is the title box. Is what they call it, of a VHS, and it's called Beesbo's Adventures.
Now, what I learned from you right before we started rolling is that you have familiarity with Beesbo's Adventures.
Let me tell you about Blockbuster.
Can I get a... Because this,
get close
this
up
is burned
on Beesbo.
In your memory.
Beesbo's Adventures, you see a box art, and it's
Fuck
got a
me.
Little boy, and it's got a furry alien, which, spoiler alert, is the little boy's Super Saiyan form. They don't tell you that. And then
what?
There's a little sticker on it. And can you read the sticker to me, please?
Well, the sticker says, it's an entertaining guide to children's manners.
Yeah, all of that tracks.
But the subtitle is Beesbo's Adventures, How to Behave Like a Human Being.
So Beesbo's an alien boy, and he looks like this, and he's got big old ears, and the furry monster, it looks like some sort of hell bat.
Yeah. His whole triangular look is really something to behold.
And so what Beesbo is, he's an alien, he comes to Earth, and he looks like a little kid, so he chills with little kids. And some little kids are like, hey, your mama's so fat. And then Beesbo thinks, like, that's how you're supposed to act?
Oh, no. So he starts behaving
so
like
So then
the
Beesbo rolls up on little kids, and he's like, your mom's fucking fat.
Oh,
and it's like,
no.
Beesbo, what the
Jesus
fuck?
Christ.
And he gets embarrassed, and turns into this furry worm devil.
Yeah.
I rented this from Blockbuster Video because it was free. Blockbuster Video had a section of, like, free, like, edutainment videos.
No charge, kid.
They also had a thing where if you rented 5 videos, you would get a free box of candy and a bucket of popcorn. And they those fucking idiots out of business for this very reason.
You're the one who ran them out.
They went out of business because I'd be like, here's my videos. They'd be like, oh, 5 free ones. I'd be like, give me those fucking snow caps.
Your total is $0 and 0 cents.
I duped them nonstop. But I also would get these videos home. I'd be like, I do wonder what's up with Beesbo.
You might as well watch. You need something to watch while you're eating that free popcorn you got, right? So,
and I learn a lot about manners. And that's why I'm so mannerly. But the boy's alien form, I do want to stress this, looks like some sort of just really bad demon or devil.
He has a bad appearance.
A video game version of this, though, like, I would love, like, I've played some Call of Duty recently, and let's just say some of the manners were absent.
Very rude. The thing that's interesting is, like, every video game, for the most part, every button on the controller, if you think about it, does something rude. You know, it's like punch or
for
kick
most,
or
yeah,
shoot.
You play Crash Bandicoot, and you have spin, and you spin into the apples, and they go away,
that's
and
rude.
There's fart.
Right. And we need a, I want a game where.
Run? Like, don't run.
Don't, yeah, that's rude in a way if you think about
There's not a button to, like, put a fucking shirt on Crash.
Fletcherville suggests the Great British Quake Off, Mary Berry's return to the role that launched her career, esports commentating.
Oh, man.
Mary Berry watching, like, a Quake match. And
is Paul Hollywood in the mix as well? We just got married for this one.
We got the good one of the two.
Wow, fucking throwing some...
Did Paul?
Yeah. I think this would be... I think this... Does she play? Does she know?
She used to, and she's retired now, because Quake is a very reflex-oriented game. And
is she excited about the reboot, or is she like sort of like, I don't know, there's other characters...
She's talked a lot of shit about it on Twitter, but yeah. Now it seems like they're trying to rope her in to commentate on it when they show the game at E3, and so she's kind of quieted down, a lot of people have noticed.
Okay.
Her shit talking about it because she was like, "Power, this isn't real Quake." But now she's like, "I don't know. I think they're paying her a little bit." The idea,
they're paying her off.
Yeah. Well, they're hiring her, right, to do that on the show floor commentary that people like.
Here's one from Pika Ray who says, "A game where you can't die, but every time you lose a life, the graphics get shittier."
Oh, I like that. So, what's appealing about this idea to me is that if you want to see that final boss battle in full highest fidelity...
I think it starts out at what, like, fucking 8K, like, Crysis, just dripping honey.
Anti-aliasing out the wazoo.
Is Crysis the touch point still?
Yeah,
it Crysis is. Crysis 1 is the touch point.
It still has the most graphics of any video game, just in terms of number of graphics.
And then, if you die too many times, all of a sudden, it's fucking Pitfall.
Yeah. So is it going well? My worry with that, because my brain went there first too, of like it goes further back in time, but
eventually you're just looking at red square and it turns green, and then the square, it's just one fucking like solid color that keeps like every time it's like you turn the mosaic setting in Photoshop up one dial.
Well, note though that the suggestion isn't you go further back in generations in history. So I think by the end of if you die a bunch of times, it just looks like drawn to death. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a bad graphics game.
So wait, you're talking about changing... I'm talking about lowering the number of... I'm talking about reducing the resolution by half each time.
Oh, so it goes 4K, 1080, 480p.
Wouldn't it go 4K, 2K, 1K, 500 pixels?
0.5K, 0.25K.
And then, but I'm talking about eventually you've got 8 squares of color.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like... I think I'm the red square.
Yeah, it makes death a real consequence. Greetings, fellow humans, says Age of Empires, the baseball RTS. Build your favorite baseball team beginning from ancient times. So maybe your baseball team starts out with not a lot of resources. Maybe, I mean, what was early baseball like? I'm imagining just like a very cricket-esque, like the first game of baseball ever played.
Cricket was probably first baseball.
Yeah.
The problem with this idea is that in ancient times, the people were so small. Just like so small.
There's little in the game.
They would be littler than their modern day counterparts, I think.
Right. So if somebody is beating you in the race to advance in the ages.
Have you seen Randy Johnson ever? The pitcher who made the bird go away.
Oh, he's the guy who is. He
threw the pitch
so. No more bird.
He threw the pitch really good and
bird gone.
At that point, God sent a bird down to deliver a message to Randy Johnson. in a really, really very specific way. Anyway, Randy Johnson is approximately 2 Knicks tall.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. So like him up against like a little, you know, Roman, like fucking 4'2", just like with their spear or whatever.
Right.
Like
he could just throw a baseball at him.
He could throw a baseball at him and like bird him right there.
Bird him out of existence.
I've got one that might be the nug.
What is it?
I don't know if it's time for it. It's called Taste Buds.
Okay.
And it's a cooperative VR game in which you have to feed one another.
Okay, walk me through this. Are we both wearing headsets for this?
Yeah.
And we can see one another.
Yes.
Are we in the same room or are we...
Well, we can't see each other's physical forms. We can see each other's virtual bodies. But then like we're sitting at a table and it's just like, here, man, you can't eat anything yourself. But there's like a hunger meter and it's constantly like...
It's like that old parable about how like in hell everyone has spoons where they can't reach their own mouth, but they can reach everyone else's mouth if they sit in a circle. You know, that old tale.
That old, yeah, that old the tale. Hell spoon what, circle parable.
What verse is that?
It's like, Luke 2.
Yep.
The whole.
Well, it's from the book Luke 2, but the verse is 15 to
Luke
12.
2, the hot, super hot
sequel
to Luke.
That I'm working on.
Yeah. But it's just like, I think you start with a hunger meter, but then the meter breaks down into specific submeters where it's like sour. And my sour meter's going down. Dude, give me that fucking, give me some of those green grapes.
Yeah.
Well, but then it's like, you here, tell me what you need. Like, what's meter is going down for
My sour meter is quite full.
Yeah.
But my umami meter is on it, running on fumes right now.
Okay, so I would reach down and I would get like I would get some ramen or something like that.
Okay.
And that would be tricky, right? Like you have to
hand
pick up
with your hand
sticks and then I'd reach over.
Yeah, and drop it down in my mouth. Ah.
Or like you want, oh, dude, you like your meat thing's low. It's like here's a chicken leg.
Yeah, and I eat that cooperatively. But in the meantime, I got my eyes.
But
on
I'm like,
meter.
Dude, I'm fucking super thirsty, and so it's.
And then you win.
And then we win. Well, I mean, I don't think you win. I think it's like horde mode, where eventually you're gonna lose.
It's just wave based hunger.
Yeah, you're constantly until the hunger meters are so granular where it's like. My fucking sticky meter is low, and it's like my sticky meter and my savory meter. Like, what are you gonna? I guess bar pulled pork here. Just here's some pulled pork. Go,
right,
go, go.
Right, you have to start picking things that satisfy multiple meters at once. Otherwise, because right. Griffin can only chew so fast.
Right.
So I want to make sure I'm min maxing the meters I'm filling when I grab like this candy, this sticky. It's like a Snickers.
Yeah,
and there's a like, high chew factor on that. I don't know. You're kind of. Well, this is more for illustrative purposes.
Yeah, this is not. I'm not going to actually
that
eat their
it kind of lit up as you pressed some of the buttons.
Oh, did
you
I?
Kind of typed a sentence into our computer.
To make a note to wipe that off later.
Yeah, Clayton, when you're editing this, just come by this
come
room,
by this room and wipe
this
it
down.
Off. I like this game because it's sweet and that it's like nice.
It is truly cooperative.
It's like you and your friend. When you cook for a friend. You ever cook? When was the last time you cooked for? You said, friend, I want you to come by and I want to satisfy your hunger with my own toil. Like I want to go to the store and buy the good lettuce and I want to spice it up for you in the way that I know that you're gonna like. And
that
then you,
spiced lettuce.
And then you eat the spiced lettuce. And when I cook for my buddies, sometimes I just like.
Watch because you're like
I don't eat like I'll make myself a plate but then I just watch them eat first
and what's
like,
going on in your head while that's happening you're like I'm giving them a part of me
them a part of me right
yeah
to double I think you double that down when it's like just like sit back relax get comfortable and let me just take care of you
yeah feeding your friend it's a symbiotic relationship maybe that's the worked into the title somehow
I think there would be a really heavy emphasis on spectating in what's the game called? It was a really Taste Buds.
Taste Buds.
It's a fucking
That's
great
an
name.
Awesome name.
I think there's an emphasis on just watching two people feed each other.
So it's support for up to two players cooperatively with up to 1,000 players spectating.
Mm-hmm.
So almost like a stadium could fill in around you. So the more players that join, the more they're all represented, right?
Right.
Like a JPEG of a little person.
I think we could also get into some fucking space team. Shit of just there's eight people
oh,
and it's just like
wow.
I need savory and it's like
yeah you gotta throw it across
fucking
the room
Catch maybe this. It's like there's an arcade game called Big Bertha and by the way I'm not gonna go the route that you think I'm gonna go with this but there's an arcade game called Big Bertha that we had in my local pub and it was a big a woman who was sort of inflated from within and she had a big mouth and you had to throw little plastic balls into her mouth and you got points for that so maybe your avatar in the game is just like a big really frightening like inflated face it's just like things like that and you have to fucking like hungry hippos you lose the tactile feel of your friend slurping down the ramen as you like gently lower it into their
it's a different party mode is what it's called
yeah
like on some Burnout Paradise shit you get everyone together
yeah feast mode
but the one I think the core Thanksgiving, of this
Thanksgiving setting.
Thanksgiving mode the core of the game though is this
one-on-one
intimate game
I don't want to play this with strangers it could have a matchmaking mode but I'm gonna play with strangers and I'll be like I'm getting pretty my peanuts meter is getting pretty low and they'll be like oh yeah let me help you out with it. Oops. Fucking dicks.
Jerks.
They need to play the Beesbo game and learn some fucking dinner
right.
manners.
That should be a requirement. Maybe Beesbo runs the tutorial for this game and he makes sure you know your...
The tutorial for this game is the full runtime of the movie Beesbo's...
Unskippable.
Beesbo's Kid Manor Adventures.
You have to watch the whole thing.
You have to watch the whole fucking movie.
I like that, though. I mean, because some players might find that annoying, but it will ensure that we have a player base that is extremely polite... Because they don't want to end up like Beesbo did.
What if one of the things is like my soup meter's way low and you look around and there's not a spoon. And so you have to like your hit points go down because you have to like dip
your... Oh, it's so hot.
It's
You're
so
sacrificing.
Hot
it's almost
points,
like it's like the end of Brothers, you know?
It's like the end of... That's exactly... Spoiler alert, y'all. Brothers ends with one of the brothers burning his hand terribly on hot soup that he has to like.
Because his brother's like, I need some soup.
Yeah, but the brother can't feed himself. And so he burns his hand so bad that he dies.
It's dark, but it teaches you about friendship.
It teaches you about like how sad it is when your brother dies, which like I knew that. I like could have guessed that one.
Right.
Brothers.
That's not too hard to figure out.
Exactly how brothers end a game of the year.
Ooh.
Taste buds.
Thank you. Thank you to the submitter of this in particular, because it's such a no-brainer of a...
Greetings, fellow human.
Yeah. Excellent name. Excellent premise. Excellent game.
Pika Ray responded to this one also and said, oh, God, Griffin is going to love this one. But well, I showed a lot of restraint here in Taste Buds. Obviously,
did.
I could have been like, hey, Nick, eat this chicken leg. Oop, oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Right. Griffin's going in. And I could have, and likewise, I could have gone down a whole road of trying to figure out whether or not this Big Bertha game played into your origin story a bit.
Or if it was just a figment of my, like, imagination.
I'm getting zero results on Google for Big Bertha.
If Big Bertha is actually my beautiful, dark, twisted fantasy.
Right.
That's the game. Taste buds. We got to it, man. We got to that
shit. You know what it is? When we're in the same room, we can really get all the detritus out of the way. We don't have to deal with Skype. We don't have to deal with anything else. We can just get right to the meat on them bones. You know,
meat on them bones is another decent name for the game.
Maybe the game is subtitled that. Maybe the game is
Taste Buds: Meat on Them Bones. Adventure.
This is now. Ooh, is it wet? No, it's sticky. Sorry, I'm getting a real like. I never realized how much this resembled a leg of
a chicken or some ribs. No, it's a good controller. Nintendo, you did it.
Great work.
You made
Nintendo.
A really good one.
Really appetizing.
Really
controller.
Appetizing controller. I would love to just party on it. Yeah. So Taste Buds is the game this week. Thank you for listening and watching Cool Games, Inc.
Yeah.
Next time, sorry, we're not in a hot tub this time.
That's an E3 tradition. That's I think an E3 we've made tradition. It really clear that's an E3 exclusive premise. This is Cool Games Inc. New York.
It's Cool Games Inc.
Not to be confused
city.
With Cool Games Inc. Junior. Not to be confused with Cool Games Inc.
Got maybe too many brands.
Not disagree. I think we launch a new, because it keeps people guessing if we launch a new podcast every single week.
Let's feed each other for lunch today.
I think that's our personal challenge.
No matter what it is, let's like just make sure we take care of each other.
What if it's like, I'm a little, what, like boba or Dippin' Dots or something might be hard.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Dippin' Dots is like fun. It's like it would be fun ice cream.
I do not have the self-control to not, like, if it was Dippin' Dots, when I'm feeding it to you, just put a little dots on your nose, and then that's
oh,
a fun...
Oh, shit!
That could be cute.
Don't do that. you know what I'd be like? I'd be like, here's your Dippin' Dots. Oh!
Oh, that would be good. It's kind of a betrayal, in a way.
Yeah.
But...
Shit.
I'm gonna hope that's funny for you, at least.
Oh, man.
Is that the thing? Is that the...
I think so.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. This is Cool Games YouTube.
And I'm Griffin McElroy.
And download it.
No problem. Fun.
Click around. There's plenty of other websites, but don't use them. We have a website to get online. And if you don't remember how to bookmark it, just Google it. That's what we say every week.
Put it in the can, Jerry. Another good one.